I'm content design lead at Etch, and I'm here with Ross.
Hello, it's me again. I'm a product designer here and head of Etch Sprints, and we're back on the podcast.
We're back. It's been a few weeks.
Yes.
Even a few months.
Yes, and it's good to be back.
How's it been going? Have you had a busy week, busy months?
I don't like the word busy, Amy.
No, you don't. I know. I say this to you every time.
Yeah, it's been a formative few weeks. So we've started the new financial year in October and it's December, but we're doing a whole heap of business model planning, which means that a lot of what I've taken for granted in the first year, I need to make a little more robust, have a bit of a framework and enable it to grow, but scale and also get the first year of success in there. So it's been a good couple of weeks working on that and some of my communication, which is evolving, I'd say.
Okay.
So yeah, for that, it's been good. And we've had a few new prospects and a few new programs of work coming up. So yeah, I'm pretty happy. How about you?
Amazing. Yeah, it's been productive and exciting. And yeah, it's been a good few weeks. We had an event up in London at our office at Big Radical. And it was an event called Catapult, which is all about helping businesses get further faster. And we focused it all on content design and digital transformation and organizational design and all of those nice things.
Amazing.
Which was really good.
How do they find it? What starting point are they at when they come into a session like that?
So it was a bit of a mixture, and a mixture of kind of organization sizes as well. And it was quite nice because we had a mixture of businesses and charities as well. So we had for-profit and not-for-profit, which is really good. And we had companies with kind of different levels of content maturity and amounts of content on their sites already. But obviously who are interested in digital transformation in some form or another, or are going through a digital transformation. So we were helping, we crammed a lot of information into their brain in about 2 hours. It was one of those sessions where they were kind of going, whoa. But it was good fun. We talked all about how, digital isn't a channel. It's the environment that you work in. And this is how your organizational design needs to change to meet that. And this is what your content needs to do. And this is how you should be producing your content and getting your research and your discovery done. So it was really good. And we had a few kind of quick fire exercises in there as well. So people could start doing things straight away and start learning different methods for bringing content design into their organizations.
Okay.
So yeah, it was really good fun.
Channels are so old hat.
Yeah.
I mean, even talking about digital itself is getting a bit out of sorts.
But there are still people who for, you know, they're so kind of ingrained in the traditional marketing that digital is still seen as a channel by them, and it's scary.
Yeah. Are they interested in workshops and sessions like this because they want to learn, or they want to just understand it? Because I saw some photos of the event, and it's deeply practical. They're actually contributing and working together. So are they joining that session completely fresh faced and not knowing what content design is, why it's important, or have some got a few kind of levels of, I understand it, but I don't know how to apply it to my context and situation?
Yeah, I think there was a bit of a mixture in the room. There were some people who had, kind of heard quite a bit about all the stuff that had been happening with GDS and gov.uk over the last, 12 or so years.
Yeah. Anyone who doesn't know what GDS is, it's the government digital service. It really kickstarted a lot of the work around service design. And for certainly people like Sarah Richards, another shout out to Sarah, every podcast, that's really where the bud of the idea of content design as a discipline came about. So I remember reading their blogs. That's where I learned.
But
in 2019 and onwards, it's way more. People still want to meet in person and understand it in person. And I guess those kind of workshops where they can get all their questions answered are pretty darn useful.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame that it was only 2 hours because we were trying to fit in so many things into these exercise sessions. It was really good. So we've got quite a lot, hopefully, for people to be able to follow up with and be able to actually start kind of feeding in some new research and new insight into their business straight away. Because I think for a lot of people, that is the part that's missing. A lot of the content is kind of based on assumptions, or we should be doing this, or we should be doing that. Mm. We got them to do some testing with each other on content that's live on their site to try and find, you know, what's missing or what questions aren't being answered and things like that. And already people were saying, okay, yeah, I know what I need to go away and do to this piece of content now, or I know what I need to go and change to this journey or something like that. Mm. So yeah, it was really interesting to kind of see the light bulbs turn on above people's heads over the morning.
What kind of roles are they in at the moment? I assume they're not all content designers or part of an established team. They're kind of breaking the mold a bit as to what they're currently doing.
Yeah. It was a really good mix. I think we had quite a few marketing people, marketing people who are kind of doing copywriting and content as part of their role. We had some editorial people. I think we had some product people as well. So it was a really good split of all of the kind of the roles that people who go into content design kind of traditionally come from. And that was one of the things that we talked about, you know, how content designers quite often start off as either journalists or marketing and comms and PR people. Mm. And they kind of, you know, and that was where I came from as well. And they kind of leave that dark side of selling and pushing behind and then go into helping and solving problems and creating that pull content for people instead.
I like putting all those SEO terms at the bottom of a page saying like Web Design London
and, you know.
Kind of put white writing on a white background and
great.
So they're getting to know what it's about, approaching it and trying it out to start with.
Yeah, and hopefully having a bit of a case or an argument to put towards stakeholders and businesses, because one of the things that we do particularly see a lot with clients that we work on in terms of content design and when we do kind of new website rebuilds and things, a lot of the websites are kind of built based around internal department silos and you know, quite often an old website will have started with like some kind of set out areas, and then someone will have come along and said, oh, we need a page for this, or we need a section for this, and it just kind of grows and becomes this big beast that no one really knows what's there. And it's not easy for the user to be able to navigate around at all, so quite often, you know, it needs a person to commit to kind of being that advocate for the user and not looking at things in departmental silos, but being able to see things in the user groupings. And obviously research is like the number one way to be able to do that, but you need someone in your business to be that advocate on behalf of the users as well.
Totally.
And to take it back to the people who can make the change.
It's super hard to make changes within a set environment.
Yeah.
Certainly where I find it's anyone that's joined a role and they're within their first 12 months, they are motivated and feel like they need to create a good impression, but also try and work it out themselves how they want to operate. Anyone past that, there is a culture of being a bit protectionist, being a bit, I don't want to rock the boat too much, and Gemma over there, she's always talking about content design and we still don't understand how it can impact and make things better for us. And that is a large journey that is really determined upon how much courage that person has to educate, but also get started and to kind of fight opposition. And it's a big challenge for these people that want to enact change within those companies.
It is. And quite often, this is something that we heard yesterday, is that people will have, or these organizations will have all of the right people already, but possibly because of the team they sit in or where they sit, they're not able to share their findings and their work with other people who are creating content and who could actually really use all of that insight. Mm. So it is totally about kind of looking at all the internal resources that you have and seeing if actually, you know, you could be doing something a lot more efficient with it.
Yeah.
Talking to one organization who was there, you know, they said that they've got, oh yeah, this guy, he's got all of this insight and he's doing all of this and he's got access and the vision of all of this, but we can't get any of his time and he's tied up with this team. And it's still, things are so stuck in kind of silos and people, yeah, can't spread over. And it's just really unhelpful for the whole user experience, basically.
Yeah. And it's funny how these waves happen, that I know that heads of innovation are now moving into kind of experience directors, and internal innovation teams were a good idea and now are starting to be kind of shuttered and innovation's a bit more distributed. And it's great to see that these kind of peaks and troughs of change come and go, and content design is on that upward slant. Mm. And it's becoming more impactful, and it really, like I say, it needs some courage to kind of say, don't worry, this is going to be a bit different. It's not about copywriting. It's not about sending something to someone and getting it back and then posting it. And it's a bit more scientific.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as you know, I've been doing the Content Design Academy,
yeah.
Led by Sarah Richards and Henrik as well at the Content Design London. And one of the things that we covered in the most recent session was kind of dealing with tricky customers and being able to sell content design into your business. And one of the things that Sarah said was, you know, for some people, you're kind of literally going in and changing 50 years of learnt behavior or something like that. And there will always be people who feel threatened by it. So it's, you know, trying to find out what makes people feel nervous or how you can kind of work with them to work towards the same goals. So it is interesting. It's tricky. And I think part of the other thing is that it can feel like you're just taking a new buzzword to a boss.
Yeah.
If you're going up to them and you're saying, we should be doing content design.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, well, you know, 5 or so years ago, someone was coming up to me and saying, we should be doing UX design.
Yeah.
And it's like they kind of feel like they keep hearing the same thing. And if it hasn't been done right, then to them, it will look like it hasn't worked.
Yeah.
So why should they try this new thing?
Yeah. I know a tactic we try and use, because it actually starts getting the right conversations with the right people, is that we try and, as an agency, we try and work with people within our partners' companies and make them look amazing and incredible and help them and widen the conversation, so they bring in their line managers and start hitting that area that's going to affect the most change. As you were talking, I was remembering there's a book by Barry O'Reilly called Unlearn, and it's essentially on that premise of you have to unlearn what you've learned.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
those many decades of how business is done is just being rewritten, and it's incredible to see that actually you just need to admit you know very little.
Yeah,
and you just need to make a few decisions. I was watching a Gary Vaynerchuk video last night, and he was pretty much saying that the thing about decisions is that faster decisions crush the pursuit of accuracy. Everyone has been so worried about making the right choices and having the right direction and the right strategy.
Mm.
And actually, you just need to make decisions faster. And then if they turn out to be bad, then you just react and change.
Yeah.
But the speed is so important. And he likens it to sport, where, you know, it's all about a speed game.
Mm.
But yeah, it's new, so people are defensive about it. And, you know, events like Catapult and workshops and webinars are just so useful to, we have to share a whole lot of knowledge in this area. And it's quite exciting.
It's really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really nice to see a kind of a room of people going away and thinking about what they could do next and how they can go back to their businesses and start making a bit of a change as well.
Yeah. And content design, just like a few other design disciplines, it never stops.
Mm.
And we've got this mentality of working in programs of work rather than projects, because projects have a beginning, middle, and end. They're very easy to know when they're finished. They're easy to measure.
Yeah.
But a program of work continues, and it continues kind of indefinitely. So keeping momentum within that infinite space is the next challenge. And it's incredible to just kind of rewrite the book on how businesses work, how you deliver value, and how you become more customer-centered, I guess.
Yeah. That's really interesting, because one of the kind of the, not problems, but issues that came up from someone at the event, this person works at a charity, and they were saying they're responsible for the whole kind of informational side of content on their website.
Mm-hmm.
But they were saying actually it's so much more difficult to kind of get attention and get resources for that part of the site, because it's not like fundraising where you can instantly measure how successful the fundraising team is.
Right.
Either there's more money or there's less money. But with these informational, pages and content on the site, it's so much more difficult to kind of, because it's such an emotional impact that it would have on someone.
Yeah.
And how are they kind of measuring that? And how can they show that actually we do need more resources for this side of the team, and we do need more for, you know, kind of improving our content and our processes over here? So yeah, it's interesting how we look at solving those challenges. Definitely.
Yeah, measurement's a crazy one, because some things could and should be measured, and some things that you feel should be measured should actually not. And it's more of the behavior of actually doing, rather than, you know, if I created this, what happened next, and is that a trend? And you can actually spend too much time measuring without actually going on and delivering the better outcome and getting to those changes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. So how long is the rest of your content design course?
Because it finishes on Tuesday.
I'm
so sad. It's been 12 weeks, or it will be 12 weeks when it's done. And it's flown by.
Yeah.
But it's been really good. It's been so practical. It's kind of helped put everything into place. So yeah, we're finishing on Tuesday with a show and tell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all very exciting.
Amazing. And yeah. And those 12 weeks, it's just been a couple of hours in an evening.
Yeah, so 2 hours in person a week, and in the sessions we've been learning, but we've also been doing as well. So it's been kind of practical and theory, and both parts of that have been so helpful. And then kind of homework, you know, kind of things to go away and do each week to help kind of push us on as well. And some good group work as well, which has been really nice. And it's been a really good group as well. There's I think there's 18 of us in there, so it's been really nice to kind of get to know other people in content design and see what other people are working on as well. And there's some really interesting projects and stuff that people are doing, so it's really cool.
Yeah
I'm gonna miss it.
That's incredible.
Yeah I don't know what to do with my Tuesday evenings. I'd just be sitting around looking at content design for 2 hours at home.
That's great. So what is that course left you with? What has been the outcome of those 12 weeks and that activity? What are you walking away with now that you maybe didn't have before?
It's left me with, so before, I think though I've done training with Content Design London, and obviously we offer content design here, and it's something that we do a lot. So a lot of the theory was there, and quite a lot of the kind of the practical application, but it was actually here we worked on a kind of a content sprint from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes obviously kind of the nature of an agency, we don't get to do everything with a client, and sometimes we're pulled in at different stages of a journey, or we're handing over to different teams. So for this, it's been really nice to kind of work end to end on a full project. It's just kind of left me generally very excited to go and see what happens now and what I can make out of it, really.
Yeah. Are you still fired up about it? Like,
yeah, definitely. Yeah, more than ever.
Has it given you extra kind of information or inspiration that has kind of, you're at a place where you're like, oh, there's another hill to climb, or my horizon's been pushed further away to get to?
It's just really exciting. Like my head is just really buzzing of all the really cool things that I can go and do now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not I mean, it's scary because it's like, oh, there is a lot, but it's actually, it's good, scary. It's, yeah, it's just really exciting to go and see how we can go and help as many businesses as possible and as many users as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's awesome.
Great. Oh, that's super, super good.
Nice.
Cool. So yeah, what's coming up in the next few weeks for you?
Next few weeks? Well, we're going to be on the wind down for Christmas soon, but it doesn't feel like it at all.
It is nearly December. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of etch stuff, which is nice.
Mm.
Don't often get to do much actual agency stuff, which is nice.
Yeah, it's always good to look at what we've got and how we communicate and look at iterating that based on what we know. I mean, some in communications from an agency can be kind of very outdated over time.
Yeah.
And it's always the thing left to last. And I think we're trying to make it a little more of a prioritized action because it's the start of our sales funnel, really.
Yeah.
It's really important going forward and into our uncertain times, certainly in the UK. It's great to kind of look at how much we've grown, I guess, and what language we're using now and how things change over time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, what are you like? Doing a audit of things, or are you starting from scratch? Like, how do you take something existing and move it to where it needs to go?
Well, we're shaking it up a little bit because there have been quite a few business changes at Etch over the last year or so. It's been a really exciting year, actually, hasn't it? It's been so much kind of going on, and teams kind of breaking out into new brands and things like this. So we're pretty much starting from scratch.
Great.
It's really nice, and we're kind of talking to all the heads of teams to find out, you know, what are you doing, what are the next few years looking like for you, and everything like that. So that's really good.
Fantastic.
And how about you? What have you got coming up?
Coming up, so we are starting our remote sprint global chapter series. It was announced at the Google Spring Conference a couple of months ago now. And what they're piloting is meetups around the world where you can find out more about the Google Design Sprint. You can start doing some of the activities. You can get your questions answered. You can see case studies. And if you're further down the track, how you can scale and that kind of thing. So our unique flavor of that is to do a remote chapter. So anyone in the world can tune in. We're currently just working off London time right now, but I'm sure I'll do a more US centric time too, because people have asked me, is it being recorded? Can I get a copy of it? And we're starting quite light, but a good introduction to what the Google Design Sprint's all about and looking at a couple of the activities in the define stage. And actually the Google Design Sprint is of this kind of triple diamond of diverge, converge, and so forth, and it's really, really interesting. I think it's better suited to enterprise applications, which is certainly more of the realm where we work in. And it's very comprehensive, so got 4 remote meetups scheduled in over the next few weeks, and I'll be learning and iterating and finding the most value out of that. It's just 1 hour at the moment, and that might be a good amount of time.
Okay.
But we'll find out through feedback. So that's good. The work that we've been doing on our sprint proposition is evolving, and we're applying the sprint to other parts of the business and the life cycle. And we're looking, well, we're starting to do strategy sprints, brand sprints, and some of that problem framing activity as a action from some of the sprints that we've done. It would have been very useful to add some kind of rigor to that sprint challenge going into it.
Okay.
And just make sure that actually this isn't just for this team, it's for the actual business, and it's going to tick off some of their objectives and start tying it all up together. And yeah, finally, we are starting to ramp up the accelerated sprint program which I'm super excited about. It's kind of a strange one where we're doing 6 months of six sprints and involving some of that kind of team coaching and quarterly reviews. And it's super interesting where you've got a nice kind of week-long activity, but we're going to extend it over time. And to get to the ambition of actually improving the culture and doing the actual work that needs to happen to do change management within these organizations.
Wow.
So I'm super excited by that. And yeah, I'm going to be kind of ramping that up as everyone's going to be ramping down for Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, I know you hate the word, but you're about to be busy. You're about to be really busy.
Yeah, it's super. So, highly motivated and looking forward to, get some of that out in the world. And it's going to be super, super good. So, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's check in again in a few weeks.
Yes.
And see how we're surviving.
Yeah, is that going to be before or after Vision Day?
Ooh, let's do it after the Vision Day hangover has worn off.
Okay, yeah. Let's not do it the day after.
No.
Okay, cool.
Amazing. Thanks, Ross.
Thanks, Amy.
Bye.